brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I forgot to cover this part of the thousands of dead birds. No birds in a large area of Australia. They're all dead. They're now reporting that they were seen convulsing and flopping around the ground. I'm sure whatever the government did, it was highly nutritious for everyone. I'm sure the government had nothing to do with this. And all their atmosphere weapons they've got. Oh, it's unbelievable. Kids kicked off bus for speaking English. And this is in Florida. It is confirmed that in Texas, they are telling every major school district that they are going to start a new program with federal grants to make core curricula be taught in Spanish. Since it's not working too well to have everything taught in two languages, they're just going, nope, you're going to speak Spanish. See? And by the way, Mexican troops are going to overrun your troops. And by the way, the average illegal's been arrested six times and never charged. Nothing's going to happen. And by the way, we're going to give illegal aliens housing loans and bank accounts with no ID, AP as well. But Homeland Security is going to mine all your data, and federal marshals have been ordered, air marshals, to put innocent people every month on list just to create the illusion of threats for looking out the window, taking photos, whatever. They've complained, so what? We're all going to be on list. We're all going to be surveilled. We're going to have internal checkpoints. Feds are calling for that now, just random troops searching you. And they've got shows like 24 out there conditioning everyone that this is what needs to happen. Acclimating you, titrating the dose, building it up. I mean, folks, I've been conditioned. 5 years ago, if a top scientist or police chief or the head of a corporation said everyone will have chips to buy and sell, I'd be on air freaking out, hyperventilating. I've seen probably 25 articles the last 2 weeks where, you know, the heads of universities, the head scientists, head doctors, top politicians are saying, yes, everyone will soon be forced to take a chip, and I'm not even covering it now. You see, there's a science to this. That's why I said they probably leave us on air. We just sit here and cover all this, and yeah, you're informed, but we tend to emotionally get conditioned to accept it. I mean, you're not as freaked out now whenever I get up on air and talk about a chip story. We ought to write an article about that, how it's just in the span of five years, we've just all been conditioned. That's just, yeah, it's bad, yeah, but they're pushing for it. And then they're just going to tell our kids, oh, your old square parents, your old square grandparents, you know, they just don't know what's cool. Or, well, you got to have this to work here. Nobody makes you work here. But, you know, this is the only jobs that are left now, you know, in the new police state. Well, you go to the head of the line if you've got the chip. They're already saying that. Oh, if you're a trusted traveler, you've got a green rating on your national ID. They're openly saying this. Do you understand we're living in cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, bonker 1984? And I'm just some average country boy Texan, folks, from country stock, who just knew how to sit there in college and hear they were setting up a world government to take my freedoms, and then I went out and spoke out about it, and the media said, you're crazy, it doesn't exist, and I went, wait a minute, they're teaching it. No, just shut up and shut up. And I said, no, I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to fight you people. And then I found out they were behind Hitler, Stalin, Mao, they were behind cancer in the vaccines, they were behind eugenics, they were behind all this stuff, and they write memos about how they can torture children, and they're just pure evil, and they brainwash us, and they laugh at us, and I'm sick of it! I don't want microchips, I don't want national ID cards, I don't want forced psychological testing, and every time some child breaks a finger at the playground in front of witnesses, CPS still tries to take them. I mean, this isn't freedom! Our listeners getting arrested from Kentucky to Washington for handing out Ron Paul videos and my videos. And it's in the paper, and I talk to the judge, and they go, yes, he should go to jail. I mean, what has our country turned into? We're not land of the free, home of the brave. We're a bunch of sick freaks. We're sick freaks. I'm sick. I've been conditioned to accept this. I'm not half as mad as I should be.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Democrats are engaged in smoke and mirrors. They have been lobbied billions of dollars in the last couple of years alone to go along with the expansion and ongoing war in the Middle East of hegemon and domination. We'll be getting into that later. And again, you're seeing the headlines. Democrats are about to block Bush. No, they're not. It's a non-binding resolution. It's smoke and mirrors. It's disgusting to watch them in action. And we will also get more into the domestic propaganda, open discussions of putting Americans in concentration camps, both on the news and then mirroring the news, the same unified propaganda on shows like 24. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, about a day and a half ago, there was a huge airstrike all over Somalia, a group of airstrikes, and different innocent civilians were killed, between 200 and 400 are dead, according to different aid agencies that are neutral on the subject. Somali HERS hit by airstrikes. They're claiming they killed number two Al-Qaeda chief. They killed number two Al-Qaeda's no matter where they're bombing. They killed Al-Zarqawi, what, 12 times? And, I mean, it's a joke, folks. You can't believe any of this. You know, remember Private Lynch, Pat Tillman, the fake WMD fines? All of it. This is... Bush spent $1.8 billion. I keep saying $1.6. I looked it up the other day. It's $1.8 billion in fake news Remember, ruled illegal? They admit they have CENTCOM posing as bloggers on the web, okay? I mean, this is, the military is actively lying to the American people. Totally illegal. This is not the United States of America. We have to recognize this. And we have Amira Woods, and her bio is extremely lengthy. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. She is an expert in the U.S. Africa relations. Amira Woods is a co-director of the Foreign Policy in Focus at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C. Foreign Policy in Focus, an international network of more than 650 policy analysts and advocates seeking to make U.S. a more reasonable global leader and a global partner. This is kind of the liberal arm of the New World Order. And it says, Foreign Policy in Focus is committed to advancing a citizen-based foreign policy agenda, one that is fundamentally rooted in citizen initiative and movements. And, you know, she's got all the Harvard degrees and the rest of it, been all over BBC, CNN. She has served as program manager for the Committee on Development Policy and Practice and Interaction, serving as a principal staff contact for advocacy at the UN, the International Financial Institutions, USAID, and the Treasury Department. She also previously served as a program officer at Oxfam, America's African Program, which involved outreach. She's also involved in the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University, a master's in government from Harvard, an ABA in political economy and government at Harvard. And we're honored to have Amira Woods on. Tell us what's really going on in Somalia. A new war just kicked off, and whoever they attack is called Al-Qaeda. Thank you for coming on.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for making space in your show for this critical issue. You're right. It's a new war, this quote-unquote so-called global war on terror that sees terrorists hiding under every rock has taken on its latest front off the coast of Africa, of East Africa, the Horn of Africa, geostrategic location, Somalia. It is a country that throughout the Cold War was the really the proxy war of both the USSR and the U.S., each pouring in weapons, taking turns, pouring in weapons, making the country ungovernable. And it has been ungovernable, really, for the last 15 years, until about 6 months ago, when some measure of stability finally entered the Somali, particularly the national federal governing structure.
Can't have that. It must
Can't
be Al-Qaeda.
That. Must be. You know, people choosing their own future, people determining their future, choosing their leaders and creating a space to hold those leaders accountable.
Yeah, they're not going to let the Somali people have billions and billions in oil and natural gas revenue.
Well, the issue really with Somalia, and it has been an issue for decades now, is its positioning right there where, you know, close to the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, all of international shipping flows off these vital shores off the Somali border. Plus, Somalia does have resources, natural resources, oil, like much of the Horn of Africa, really. These richly endowed countries are seeing the U.S. looking with its addiction to oil. The Bush administration is looking wherever it can to feed that addiction to oil and controlling these vital resources, just as the case with Iraq is exactly what the Bush administration is about in Somalia as well. So we have
well, for
to look
those
beyond
that just
the
joined
smoke
us,
and mirrors.
Sure. For those that just joined us, why don't you recap, because there's been scant attention to this, what really happened, how many airstrikes there were, how many from the different groups you've talked to are really dead. You're an expert on Africa, especially the Horn. That's why we have you here. What's really going on and who they've really killed? Because obviously whoever they kill, they claim is Al-Qaeda, just like they claim Saddam had WMDs.
Exactly, Alex. Let's remember, this is the same intelligence unit that told us there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that told us the Iraqi people would welcome with joyful arms the American people and that America would win hard in mind so easily in Iraq. It's the very same intelligence that now is saying that 9 years after the fact, okay, 9 years ago, three people went into hiding in Somalia and that they have launched aerial bombardments for 3 days now to seek and kill those three people who 9 years ago may have gone into hiding in Somalia. This is, once again, flawed intelligence. It is foreign policy based on lies. It is an irresponsible act of war.
Well, let's go back.
Waged by the United States, by the Bush administration.
Let's go back to 89. They claim that two American students had been kidnapped, and I have the Panama Deception, I have the video, where they go, no one kidnapped us. Suddenly U.S. troops showed up to, quote, protect us. We appreciate the protection. It was totally made up. So they'll claim two women have been kidnapped, three al-Qaeda have gone to the country of millions, and really they're just mad that the Somalis beat the U.S. and the U.N. when they were in there before, and I certainly don't like images of dead and dying Americans being dragged around. But these people have been.
No, but essentially they're seeing Islam as like the Red Scare all over again, right?
Well, it's an excuse to go in and blow it back into the Stone Age. We know what's going on.
Well, this is the problem. This is Somalia is a country that is 95% Islamic. Now, clearly, the Union of Islamic States, they've brought a measure of security. If the Somali people want to choose their leaders, it is for them to decide, not for the U.S. or for
Ethiopia. Now, for those that don't know, tell us who this new leader group was that had displaced the warlords and was bringing stability.
Right.
You can't have that with Slobodan Milosevic.
Exactly.
You can't have that with Saddam. Anybody who brings stabilization is knocked off. We understand the strategy of keeping the third world in total slavery through economics, but please go over it for us.
So there were two sides. Huh? One side of the warlords who, for the last 15 years, have created havoc in the country, right? Each faction, each sub-clan and clan going through with their own militia and you know, trying to really create an unstable environment. On the other side, you had this Union of Islamic Courts. Now, these were local courts that formed a collective body that actually created a national body.
So this is a group actually fighting against the warlords, the people that killed our troops. So
right.
Our government comes in and blows up the people that have taken over from the people that were killing our
and
troops.
And essentially what we have now is this transitional government that's been propped into place by the Ethiopian troops and the U.S. bombers. It is that transitional government that is made up of the remnants of these former warlords, right? So we have the warlords coming back, and they've been escorted in, red carpeted in by the U.S. through this aerial bombardment campaign. And what we're really worried about is that you have four Navy ships, four U.S. battleships off the coast of Somalia. You have reports of U.S. quote-unquote training going on, not only in Kenya and Ethiopia, but likely U.S. ground presence even in Somalia itself. What we're concerned about is that there will be an ongoing occupation of Somalia, as has happened in Iraq. We have not, the Bush administration has not learned any lessons from Iraq. They have launched yet another preemptive war, and they have right now opened the door to an ongoing occupation, leaving the Somali people in even more crisis than they have been in the last two decades.
How are Somalis reacting to this from what you've gleaned from your sources in country? How are they seeing this?
Well, first of all, the Somalis are seeing their longtime rivals, the Ethiopians. The Ethiopians, you know, started the campaign on behalf of the U.S. So the longtime rivals of Somalia, they share a border. They have fought over the lines of that border for decades now. So it's the Ethiopian troops that have come in and basically maintained a presence to lay the groundwork for this transitional federal government, you know, that was outside of Somalia to actually come into the country. So it's a government that is seen as getting its credibility because of the existence of these Ethiopian troops, the longtime rivals. And in addition to that, now you have the U.S. bombardments going on. So you have had now for 3 days reports of U.S. bombings in Somalia. The U.S. is now seen as the even bigger rival than Ethiopia. The U.S. trying to assert itself through this preemptive strike is going to create the very thing it's created in Iraq, which is a haven for more chaos, a haven for more instability, and a haven for more insecurity.
Well, that's the global Balkans that Brigny Brzezinski talks about. They want to destabilize the world and have them locked in ethnic and religious tension.
Well, it seems to be, you know, if you're going to use this mask of, you know, Islamic extremists all around the world attacking America, when actually it is the U.S. that is launched this preemptive attack and that is now likely to occupy, you know, an Islamic state. I mean, this is the recipe for disaster, not only for Somalia, but for the region and for the world.
I want to break down for the listeners again exactly who the players are, when this kicked off. Notice no one was told. It's just a new war, and the average good old boy will say, good, get them Somalis. No, our government is helping the people that killed the troops under Clinton. You understand, folks? They don't want those people getting up on their own feet.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices and the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
We have Amira Woods on with us, expert on Africa, particularly Somalia. Advises our own government and many others. In the last 4 or 5 minutes we have left, just recap who the groups are, what the strikes have really been on, and, I mean, all this is doing is destroying the government. They claim, though, they're going after three Al-Qaeda members. This is extremely transparent. Break it down for us.
So the two sides. On one end is the Union of Islamic Courts. And they have been in place since about June, bringing stability. Women could walk in the streets without threat of being raped. Schools were open. Hospitals, clinics were opened again for the first time in almost 15 years. That's on one end. On the other end are these remnant warlords. They've been around, different versions of them, for the last 15 years, controlling their own clans and subclans. And they formed a transitional federal government in Nairobi. They weren't even in Somalia. They were in Nairobi, formed a government. That government was not able to even enter Somalia until this very week. Okay, even though they've been formed now for quite some time, they weren't able to even enter the country until this week because of bombings by the U.S., because of troops from Ethiopia that have chosen sides, have picked one side versus the other. So what you have is, under this mask of global war on terror, you have the Bush administration trying to decide for the Somali people who should be their leaders. This is something that Americans would never stand for. Americans at the time of the revolution tossed out the king and said, we have to choose our own leaders here in the United States, right? This is the very right that Somalis are and everyone around the world has a right to. It is a part of being a member of this human community.
Well, this is simple monopoly men behavior. The oil companies don't want that nation being able to extract its own resources.
This is the thing. The Bush administration wants to make sure that there is a clear path for companies, for corporations, especially. We know the influence of oil companies in this administration. So when these oil companies are looking increasingly to Africa for a source of oil to feed their oil addiction, they are looking more and more to East Africa, the Horn of Africa, all the regions from Sudan all the way to Somalia that have reports of oil under their soil. It is an effort to control territory. It is an effort to control resources. This is the source of the conflict today. It is not so-called war on terror, finding three people who 9 years ago went into hiding in Somalia. That is the guise. That is the mask. We have to unmask it and say the reality is this Bush administration is all about preemptive strike for regime change.
And let's be specific about what they're striking.
They are striking Somali civilians for the most part. This is what we have heard. AP has reported 31 people killed, including a four-year-old child. A four-year-old child. This is not any Al-Qaeda operative, right? These are innocent women and children, innocent Somalis, being the objects of these bombs.
Now, that's in one strike. I've got reports out of BBC and others that it's in the hundreds and hundreds.
Well, the thing is, there are no reports coming out of the Pentagon. These are all, you know, eyewitness figures and statistics coming out. Since the Ethiopians started, so for the last 3 weeks now with this launch of the offensive, again, the Ethiopians, the proxies of the Bush administration, started this off. The reports are that at least 1,000 Somalis have been killed, right? But with the actual aerial bombardments, the numbers are unknown.
So let's be clear. They've got the Ethiopians. They've got the original Muslim warlords who are remnants of the same groups
right,
who were involved killing our troops, and now, as usual, the globalists are siding with them to go in against the stable government.
Exactly. So the government that the people chose themselves, that's the regime that we have to change, right, and impose.
Are there any connections to that government and to Adid and all them? Are there any connections to that Islamic government?
This the transitional governing body, the one that was put in place in Nairobi, in the neighboring country, and just brought into Somalia this week, that one has ties to not only the Adid faction, but to other warring factions, warlords.
So to be clear, the people, let's be clear.
15 years.
Let's be clear. The people that killed our troops are the ones being backed by Bush. It's sick.
The people
sick.
Who also have terrorized their own people, have terrorized their own citizenry, are the ones being backed by Bush.
But they're going to keep the people down. They're going to make sure Africans never get any of their wealth, with the gold, the diamonds, the oil, the gas. They never get any of it.
This is the thing. Africa is projected as poor. It is actually very wealthy. The problem is the resources need to be used for the benefit of the people. And right now, the Bush administration is standing actually against the Somali people.
Are there any websites we can visit that'll give us more info?
Please, FPIF, Foreign Policy in Focus, FPIF.org is our website. And also,
we got a break. Thank you so much.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The union's a big business man, and it's going down as a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you joined us today. We've got Aaron Russo scheduled in the next hour from Houston, Texas, where he's undergoing ongoing cancer treatment. That hadn't really been a secret, but he hadn't publicized it. That's why you haven't heard him on talk radio the last month or so. He'll be joining us to talk about Solutions, his new film, and his own personal four-plus-year battle with cancer. But I want to take some calls, a few calls in this hour at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. People say that so fast they can't hear it. 1-800-259-9231. There you go. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as JonesReport.com and InfoWars.net. I had, since 2 days ago when they struck Somalia, I had probably read 20, 30 articles. I'd done some background checking. I looked at who had taken control of Somalia. We contacted some experts. We got one of the leading experts on Somalia on for you just in the last segment. And the interview just confirmed what I had already seen, what was already admitted in, you know, page three. Like, you have to read through 10, 15 paragraphs to find them and admit that the same warlords with ID, the same characters that he led, were waiting outside the country. They've been basically driven from the nation. They've been defeated by stabilizing Muslim influence. They're all Muslims, too. And that they were working with the Ethiopians to come back into the country and take it over. And then to keep it in warlord squalor. And they want to keep Afghanistan in squalor divided. They want to keep Iraq in squalor divided. They want to bust up Iran and keep them in squalor divided. They don't like shopping malls and space probes and nuclear plants, folks. These people all have trillions of dollars in resources, and they literally run around at caveman-level technology. And they weren't previously. They weren't like this previously. That's the thing. Somalis weren't backward previously. The Iranians aren't backward. The Iraqis weren't backward. They are now extremely backward. And even Afghanistan had built up quite a bit, but not anymore. It is like Planet of the Apes or something, you know, after the fall of civilization. I mean, this is bad. And yesterday I did, in the car, listen to some neocon talk radio. There were celebrations. There was chest beating. Everyone was feeling very manly. Most of them cannot find the Horn of Africa. Most of them know nothing about its history. And, I mean, literally, they can't find it. They know nothing about it. They just know. And I heard the callers. I heard the host. And I said, let me guess. I'll flip around. This is what I heard. Actually, yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon, and driving home last night at 11. And it was about Somalia. Man, we finally got them back. These are the Al-Qaeda people. This is what they were saying. That shot down our helicopters back under Bill Clinton in the early 1990s. Black Hawk down, all the rest of it. Now, I, of course, knew that, quote, Al-Qaeda, as we'd heard of it, had nothing to do with fights between one of the main warlords in Mogadishu and the Army Rangers and the UN forces and some of the ground troops. Nothing to do with it. I mean, that's mainstream history. No one said they did. Not by the time it hits talk radio. And I mean, I want you to consciously get this beamed into your brain, what I'm talking about right now. Understand. And then you've heard it. You're talk radio listeners. I'm sure you've heard it. We finally got Al-Qaeda back who hit us in the early 90s. It's not true, but so what? Now they claim three guys, and now they claim they've captured one. Of course, they're British. It's always the same. MI6 types. Probably spies the whole time just gathering data under the guise of being Al-Qaeda. Who knows, though, when you get lied to this much. But what we do know is our government is working with the people who did shoot down those helicopters and who did drag dead U.S. servicemen to the streets. Period. as you just heard our guest cover, and that's admitted again in the back of the paper if you know where to read. But does that stop people right now? They're probably pulling into the Walmart to buy some more plastic flags right now. I mean, they're feeling real good right now. Boy, we finally got them. Because this is their extended manliness. They just know there's some black people they're blowing up, and they can't find it. They don't know where it is. They just heard Al-Qaeda got blow up yesterday. It's the same Al-Qaeda's... Same Al-Qaeda's that hit our people. Folks, I can do a good old boy southerner voice. I have trouble with the Yankee voice. I was actually listening to Sean Hannity yesterday, and it was more like this. Oh, Sean! It's great, Sean! We finally got Al-Qaeda back! We're taking a tour to what they did to our troops! I know. Thank you. You're a great American. I know. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, man. You're a great American. I know. This is the type of leadership, the type of president we need. He's not screwing up like Clinton did. He's really taking it to Al-Qaeda that killed our troops and drug them to the streets. It's fairy tale. Treacherously, our criminal government is trying to bring the people back in who will keep them in quagmire and will keep them down instead of them getting a legitimate government that brings order. Period. I mean, how stupid do you feel? I know you're listening right now. Those of you that are neocon followers, you don't care. You'll just go, whatever, commie. Please, will you check out the claims we just made? They're true. And then after it's been proven to them, they'll just say, well, that's war. You gotta make deals with people. It's just... I mean, you like being idiots. You like always being con. You like always having somebody run game on you. You like being played. And I don't understand it. Running game on the sheeple. And I'm tired of it. You're not members of the elite. You're not in the power structure. All these good old boys, while America's being destroyed, are driving around going, I love W. Oh, man, he's good. What are you talking about? George Bush is a total puppet butchering the country. He's better than Hillary. The Rupert Murdoch's financing the witch. They've been meeting for years. It's all staged. As Roosevelt said, anything that happens in politics is planned to happen that way. It's too important. The big moves are all staged, folks. And I don't know. I think I know what this is. I mean, that government's been in for a few months. They've built up this offensive, and they've timed it knowing that this will get us some kind of bump in war fever, somehow psychologically associating it with what happened, dragging our troops to the streets. And then they somehow shift that over to Iran with all these carrier task forces out there. This is like an hors d'oeuvre or something to the main entree. I don't know. You're on in the Netherlands. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Nice to be in your show. I've got a lot of questions for you, but I'm only going to ask a few. Let's get back to the Van Allen belt you talked about in the first hour.
Well, I was talking about how our magnetic field, how the atmosphere, the 25 to 30 feet of water, if you condensed it all, that's in the atmosphere, blocks us from the rays generated from the sun. Sure.
Is it also true that it contains a lot of radiation itself?
Yes.
So you have a banner on the bottom of your website from Bart Cybrel. Do you endorse his product too, his claims?
You know, here's the deal. Our advertising is pretty cheap, and I do turn down about 90% of it. And I don't know, and I've if you want to get down to brass tacks, I don't know about that subject, and so some advertising goes past me, and then later I remove it. I'm kind of neutral on it. I don't know how I feel on that because I haven't had – it's such a complex issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the whole discussion is, can a spacecraft with limited shielding go through the Van Allen radiation belt?
Mm-hmm.
And most people, experts and engineers I've talked to, have been involved at NASA measuring, and people I know and trust, say that it isn't good for you, but no. Yeah, you can go through it.
Oh, okay. Because I was figuring out that they're planning a next trip to the moon, And probably the only way, well, if it didn't happen in 69, the only way now to do it is to put it a spaceship piece by piece with shielding. And then
yeah, you build it. You build
orbit.
It in space. You build it in space at a assembly or a coupling point like Legos, and then they put them up on five or six big booster pieces up there. Yeah, and they need a large lead shielding, or they need about 10 feet of water around them to not have damage.
Yeah,
but the astronauts did report. You know, they close their eyes and see white when they went through the belt.
Yeah, space shuttle astronauts. Yeah.
Well, they all get radiated routinely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's still an open question for you.
It is an open question for me. You know, it's like, I think we took a sponsor up there, some PhD, who wrote a thing about radiation at the towers and were there nukes. I don't tend to think there was, but, you know, at a certain point, I want people to be able to get their info out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anymore. I mean, that's the problem with my job is I have to manage all this stuff and somehow write articles and somehow do radio shows and somehow make films and somehow pay my bills and somehow see my family and somehow see my and get my floss my teeth. And I have to hurry to floss my teeth. I work so much.
Well, I don't think you. I think you can stay endorsing him. I don't think he's up to no good or something.
Well, we are allowed the advertising.
Oh, okay.
It's a paltry sum. I tell you, our advertising is the best deal out there.
Yeah. Then there's a question about the shipping costs. I know you don't like to talk about the technical stuff about shipping and stuff, but I ordered some of your videos, and the shipping costs were €60. $60. $60, and that was more than the. And that was a lot. So I think...
I'm just curious, how fast did you get it?
Within 3-4 weeks.
Okay, well, let me go back here and explain something. Since we're going to have this discussion here on air, let's have it. I'm in hell. I'm in absolute hell here. Okay? Again, I don't have money to hire the people. I'm working all the time. We barely sell enough to operate. And that's how much the... let me explain something to you. Most shipping out of the country now is like $100+. And so we just put that amount because that's how much it costs to ship one or two videos. And so I eat the cost of shipping. And let me, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to answer all this now for you. Okay? If we ship USPS, United States Postal Service, out of the country, they rip it open, they steal it, and half the time it doesn't make it there, and we ship it 2-3 times to get it to you, and they rip it open, they break it, it gets stuck in customs. So I go out and I shop DHL, FedEx, UPS. UPS is the cheapest to Europe. And that's how much it is now. Under the new anti-terror laws, it used to be 20-something bucks to ship there, now it's 60-something. We're losing money at 60 bucks to ship to Europe. Okay? Now, it's only like 15 or something to Canada. And they still, even with UPS, UPS says we never see anything like it. They still open them, they tear them up, they send them back. They're a bunch of criminals that run that country up there. And I have been tempted to cease all international sales or try to find distributors in each country and just get one shipment through to them and get it out that way. But I don't have time, the people, to manage it, to do it. I mean, I literally, folks, I fight as hard as I can. And we've tried to get shipments inside the country to where you get it in 6 or 7 days. We've gotten better at that. We still have problems. Just see all your purchases as support. I mean, it all goes to UPS. If somebody knows a better way, at least with UPS, you get it. You still get it in 3-4 weeks outside the country. Should get there in 3 days. It doesn't. We're in a police state. You understand that? You understand they read the mail, folks? I mean, this is not a joke. This is the real deal. In fact, I never asked for this because I don't want to be associated with the scallywags out there who all they do is beg for money. They hit up old ladies. They tell people, you know, give us your inheritance. I don't do all that. I don't care about money. But I think I better start caring about it just so I can pay for this operation. Hey, folks, if you want to make it easy for you, just go ahead and send me a check. Just go ahead and send me a check, and you will be, I guarantee you, 94%, because I've had an accountant look at it, will be spent in this office on fighting the New World Order. I'm going to tell you right now, I take about 6% for myself so I can live in relative comfort. As I work 18 hours a day, I'm your slave, ladies and gentlemen. I am totally committed to this, okay? I am pure of heart. All my problems, I am still a good person. I try everything I can. I beat my brains out. And everybody says, oh, we want to come help you. It takes time to tell people how to help you. Then you got to manage. Then you got to watch people. Then you got all these problems. You got all this stuff going on, things you can't even imagine, folks. So I need your help. You know what? I could do better and hire more people and do a better job on the shipping and everything, but I don't sell enough to be able to do that. So I tell you what, you want to donate to me, folks, you just get out your checkbook and you just write a big, fat check. I'm serious, okay? And we will get a bigger office, and we'll get more people, and I'll even hire somebody just to try to give you phone numbers and people to help you with CPS or with, because I'm already doing that. Hell, I'm already paying for it. That's the thing. We're here nonstop trying to help people. We're here nonstop, 500 phone calls a day, 2,000, 3,000 emails a day, hundreds of faxes, piles of letters, just wallowing in it. And then I get letters going, you didn't respond to my letter. I hate you now. Folks, that's what they say to me. I can't answer you. Okay, so send me checks. Send me money. I need it. I'll use it to fight the New World Order. I'll give you the address when we get back. Okay? Better than giving it to the scum out there. I know are a bunch of trash. All right, we'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, if you want to know about the shipping, like postal service to the world usually cost like 20-something bucks, and then half the time it didn't get there. And so that's how much UPS cost, okay? In fact, it costs a lot more. I mean, call them up and get international shipping rates. Because they only do, like, this weird three-day thing, and that's what it costs. So you notice, like, you can get some of my DVDs for $5.95 a piece. You can get, Terrorstorm for $9.95. You know, we try to discount all that. But, yeah, the shipping is a complete hassle and a headache out of this country. And it wasn't like that 3-4 years ago. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And even with UPS, there's still stuff goes on. But I hope you will support us, because we want to do more things. We want to put up bigger websites. We want to reach more people. We want to get more stories out. We want to go out and do more reports for you. But we do need your support. And so I'm asking you to just go to InfoWars.com and order the Everything Special, or order 5 copies of my films, or order the books and videos, and you support other people who make films that we carry in books. Or if you just want to write us a check, folks, that's fine, because I will use it to do the things we need to do up here, to get better equipment, to give everybody better service, to make better films, to go out and, you know, pay my people to go out and shoot video of other stuff and put it out for free on Google. You know, all of that, you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can also call, I think you can give a donation by calling, 888-253-3139. I mean, I'm serious about fighting the New World Order, folks, and I'd like to be able to do all the things I want to do just off video sales. But frankly, to go to the next level, you know, we need more support. And that's what we need to do, and you need to support us. I'm asking for your support. So if you want to donate by writing us a check or a money order or by calling that number with your credit card or by buying a bunch of my videos and books, that's the preferred way for you to do it, and you know you get a material, you know you get something that'll wake people up. I just say buy one copy and make copies, you know? I make films and put them out for free. I just want to fight the New World Order. I need the tools to do it. You know, it's like I'm playing football. I just need the pads, folks. Just give me the pads and I'll go out there. Hell, I'm out there right now basically without them. So, again, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to InfoWars.com and buy the books and videos and everything off the secure shopping cart. But I would ask you to, you know, write to us and get some of the books and videos or give us a donation. I mean, you know. I just know there's other people that do it, and they don't usually spend the money on the fight, and it makes me mad. So I don't want to be associated with that. But at the same time, I know I'm pure of heart on this issue. I'm not pure of heart on some other issues. I'm not perfect. But I'm a lustful person, things like that. People tell me, don't be so honest to us on air. I don't care anymore. Do you understand that? I mean, I want everybody to know, too, I'm on the edge of attacking all my enemies. Not because they've ever hurt me, but because they've hurt this movement, and they've hurt this country. See, I've never attacked people who've attacked me, because I don't like to give them attention and give the little weaklings what they want. What they don't know is if I attack them, it will destroy them. Because they're legends in their own little minds, and they don't know. I'm telling the Patriot Movement, the Truth Movement, all of you. You straighten up right now, well, I guarantee you, my listeners are going to smash you into the ground. This is a war. This is a battle. This isn't a game. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.